I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coptic Christians in Egypt's Minya governorate were kicked out of their church August 20th by local police, according to the local news outlets. And the reason? Police say they didn't have a license to use the private home they were meeting in for worship. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says there are a few serious issues with this.
Firstly, the official police report says that the decision was taken after complaints by local Muslims. And in addition, Egyptian law requires no permit for religious meetings. And indeed, Article 64 of Egypt's constitution guarantees freedom to practice religious rites and to establish places of worship.
At least 15 other Christian worship sites in this region have been shut down as well. Would you pray that believers in this area will continue to boldly live out their faith? And the Word of God may be widespread, but that doesn't mean it's widely understood. And that's a problem Scott Everhart of Wycliffe USA wants to fight against with the Why Bible campaign.
The stories that change lives around the world will inspire those who may not be as engaged with Scripture here in the U.S. to go, you know what, I'd like to see that kind of transformation in my own life or in the life of my community. And, you know, that change in the community starts with me.
From Bible translation to personal testimonies, hashtag WhyBible is bringing stories of the power of the gospel into the public eye.
88% of U.S. households own a Bible, but only 35% of them read it less than once a year or never. And so with 4.6 Bibles per household, we felt like that was a real problem.
Discover WhyBible at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.